The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. A lot of people on Twitch today. A couple people like my hair. Thank you, guys. I love the Twitchers. All right. If you missed the first hour, pretty much all over the place, which we're going to keep going. And Aaron, I'm sorry I didn't hear what you said because there was music playing.
We have a caller on the line, is what he said.
Oh.
We will talk to George. Hello, George.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Fred and AJ.
Fred and I wanted to talk to a manager.
Okay.
Now you got two
because
of them.
I tried calling in the last program, and they cut me off. They left me on the phone for an hour and a half on hold, and then they shut my phone off.
Well,
I don't think that's considered a talk radio station if you don't allow people to get on the radio.
Well, George, as the I am a manager, and I am in particular, I'm the manager of the on air personnel here. I mean, it's our guys. I tell our guys take phone calls if you think they will if they will enhance the show. And some guys like to take phone calls.
It was a topic that was on the show at 2:30.
Well, what I'm saying is, I mean, Josh maybe just didn't think that your call was going to make his show better. Like, Josh has to do what he thinks.
It really don't matter what my opinion is, that it should be put on.
No, that's not how it works.
And it was agreeing with the person that was on the radio.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry to hear.
How is it not... Well, if it's not what he's talking about, how does it not pertain to the show?
What I'm asking is what makes you think that, like, if you call in, there's some sort of, like, you've got some sort of right to be on the radio. Like, that's not how radio works. If the host decides to put you on, then you get on.
And I never talked to the host. The host never got my information.
Well, no, I assure you that we have a screen in here. We have a screen in here with, like, what I'm looking at is a screen that says name, George, wants to speak to a manager, and it says how long you've been waiting on hold. So Josh saw that and decided that the flow of his show didn't allow for him to take a call at that time.
Well, then you shouldn't have a talk radio show.
I you feel free to tweet the show or text the show, and he could get to it.
No, I wanted to talk on the show.
What I'm telling you is he didn't want to talk to you.
No, he didn't. I was agreeing with what he had to say. The lady didn't even wait for me to tell her what I was talking about.
I'm telling you now, Josh knew you were on the line, and he didn't want to take a call. And some guys don't want calls that just agree with them. Maybe he was looking for someone who had a different take.
I was going to praise him about what he had said.
Well,
and agree with what he had said that nobody else in the media has the balls to say. And he did.
Okay. Then I will pass that on to Josh.
I would like a call from him.
You won't get that.
Okay. Well, I would like to be on the show.
You will not get that.
I'm an American, and I have the right to say what I have to say on the phone.
And as a radio station, we have a right to let you on the radio or not. Now, if you want to start up your own radio station...
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculous that you think you have the right to be on the radio. Do you have the right to be on television?
It's not that I want to be on the radio. I wanted to say what he was saying was correct.
Okay, and he didn't want to hear it at the time. He didn't care. That's all I'm telling you.
Well, you're full of shit.
Oh, well, okay. Whoa. Sorry, George. We can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, here's why you can't
now
get on.
I can't believe... Yeah, well, yeah, let's put George on because... He says you're full of bleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just hit the interns.
Yeah, it just hit the interns. Do I really have to explain how it is not a right to get on the radio? That it's a privilege, and that we screen these things to determine who we want on.
I love the debate by all the Twitchers of, is this real or not?
I don't know.
See? Oh, it was real.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because when I take over, if there's anybody holding on from the previous show, and it's been this way ever since I've been in radio, I hang up on the people because it's a different show, it's a different topic, and they don't need to be holding on for another hour if we're not going to get to their topic.
Oh, my God, it's a male Karen.
That's exactly what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think we call them a Chad. That was a Chad.
Yeah.
Well, that's my right as an American.
George must be Karen's husband.
That's my right as an American to be on the radio. Wow. To have my opinion heard. Hmm. And then to get his own radio station. Now that's ridiculous. Now that's crossing a line.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, but dropping the S word is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, you would quickly get your FCC license revoked.
No,
George.
There's a First Amendment that says I can say whatever I want on the radio.
I say what I want. I'm allowed. I want to speak to the manager. That's my favorite. That's my favorite opening line. I didn't get to agree with the other host out loud. I'm sure he's really broken up about that. I want a call from him. What? The funny thing is Josh would probably call him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
He would probably call him on his Twitch stream because then he can say what he wants.
Yeah. I bet he'd love to have George on his podcast. Let's talk to Ryan. Ryan, please exercise your right.
Hello, sports.
Sports. Please exercise your right to talk
on the radio. What's going
on,
man? Every once in a while, I call in and y'all take my call, and I really appreciate that, and I love the program. I appreciate y'all.
Well, we appreciate you.
And, well, thank you, sir. I really disagree with the guy previous before me.
Well, that's because you're a decent and sensible human being.
I would say about 60% of the time I get on, I get to talk. So thank you, guys.
All right. Well, listen, we don't always get to the phone calls. We get into a rhythm in this show.
Right.
And we decide, sometimes I'll look at a phone call. I'm like, oh, I'd like to take that phone call. But then I look at the clock and I say, oh, it's 2 minutes till break. There's no point in taking that call now because then I won't be able to follow up on the phone call. Like, there is a science to this, and I've now been doing radio for 16 years, and I know there's a lot of people who would disagree with me. I feel like I'm okay at it, and I feel like we've kind of got it down to a science of when we'll take a call and when we don't. And sometimes I do feel bad when people are waiting on hold for a long time. But the truth is sometimes people want to talk about things that we're not even talking about. And they get a hankering and like somebody will call in right now and be like, hey, I want to see what y'all think about Lance McCullers. How healthy you think he'll be this season coming off that Tommy John? And it's like, well, that'll just kill the momentum of the show. And I can't stand it. So I don't always take calls. And if there's a bunch of calls that just say, wants to agree with AJ, I'll be honest. Sometimes I'm definitely not going to take all of them.
Well,
because they're all saying the same thing.
Well, and the other thing, just sort of for a little insight, like a lot of times people will call in and want to talk about a topic that we did half an hour ago and we've moved on. And because we try not to do the same thing, unless we're just having fun with something like we were last Friday with the face app thing, then most of the time we're not going to do the same topic twice in the show. It's always, and that's by design. We've always done this show like it's a podcast where, you know, in a podcast, you're not going to go back and revisit things a whole lot. So that's part of why sometimes people call in and say, and want to talk about something that we did the second segment and it's 30 minutes later and we moved on to something else. And yeah, it does have a momentum and you get into a rhythm sometimes and you get onto something where it's like, you know what? I don't want callers right now because it's kind of messing with where we're going.
Yeah. And Josh particularly, he gets rolling on a topic and he does not want to be derailed from that. And you know, he does his style and he's a very high energy guy. And sometimes a call can throw him off. I get it. I get why he does the show the way he does. Let's talk to Shannon real quick. Hey, Shannon.
What up, guys? So that last caller inspired me to give you guys a call because for some reason you guys always take my call and I'm always on. And once I get on, you either prove me wrong, make me feel bad, or give me the keyboard cat or whatever it is. So as it's my right as American to have not feel that way with you guys. And point number two is I see a T-shirt in y'all's future with I'm American, it's my right to be on the radio. I'll hang up and let you guys make me feel bad.
All right.
Bye.
You did that. You had to do that, right? And by the way, Shannon's always showing up at our shows when we're in Beaumont. So, yeah, I like the idea of that shirt.
And Lamont says, in all fairness to George, ESPN has a rep for taking calls fast. I didn't know that. I didn't know that we had that rep. I know that there's been times when we finished the show and we've had people waiting on for over 2 hours. And I'm like, oh, I feel a little bit bad about that. But I'm also, I can't let that dictate whether or not I take a call. So...
No, it has to be in context of what we're doing. And that's, there are times when, I don't want us to take any calls. And then there's times when, hey, you know what? This topic needs it. And generally, if your guy who calls in says, I want to argue about who's better, Jordan or LeBron, you're not going to get on. And maybe we need to do a better job of telling our screeners that, hey, they're not going to talk about that. But then I also think it's our decision to make if we want to have you on. And I like talk, but I think it's more interactive and it's better with the Twitch and with Twitter and even the texters. It's easier for us to interact quickly and move on to the next topic. So, Hockley Dan says, AJ, I need a call from you since I was offended your son put a frozen brownie in the microwave for 5 minutes.
I was offended by that too. And I mean, even when I got home, my house smelled like like something, like a fire had happened in the kitchen. And we were, like, my wife was boiling cinnamon sticks and things like that all night to try to get the smell out of the air. Not a good thing.
I think it was somebody on Twitch who said that they've had that happen before. They had to throw out the entire microwave.
No, the microwave is actually fine.
No, but the smell, it permeated the microwave, and they had to get a whole new one because it just would never leave.
No, I think the microwave, she got the smell out of the microwave.
That's good.
But it was like, it was lofting around the kitchen. There was a lot of smoke that came from it.
I like George. I think we need more George. Just a little less profanity, George.
Yeah, George, I was enjoying our conversation until you got
I mean, you probably could have kept talking. It was going well.
And I thought you were full of S, too, but I didn't say it out loud because I'm a gentleman.
And you're a manager.
I'm a manager. I don't speak to customers that way.
Oh, beer man Greg says, who the hell waits 2 hours on hold? You'd be surprised.
There are people.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take a very quick break.
People please. Who have rights.
Yeah. I'm an American. All right. I promise to go after the snowflakes when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 215 says, I don't call because the work I do doesn't allow me to wait on hold for a lot of time, so I text and at least my thoughts get to you, even if they aren't read on air. And that's another thing. I don't get to all the texts. I a lot of times, you guys will have some good texts, but we've either moved on to another topic or, there's so many other ones that I just never get to it. And I feel bad about that sometimes because there's things that I think would add to the show. But I try to read them all unless your number's on my do not read list because you're just a troll, in which case I just delete it. But doesn't mean I get to them all. But sometimes it really helps the show when we have good ones like that. All right, 713-780-ESPN.
I mean, you got to remember, and you and I differed on this when we first started the show together. I didn't particularly like taking calls.
Well,
I was taught early in radio that people don't listen to talk radio to hear callers talk. They tune in to hear you talk. And I wanted our show to be interactive, but I to this day, I much prefer digital interaction
right.
over phone calls. That said, every once in a while, a little piece of gold falls out of the sky
exactly.
named George and lands in your lap. And, I mean, that's the beauty of phone calls is sometimes you get perspective that you don't you maybe wouldn't come through over Twitter.com.
A glorious disaster can make for good radio.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it's...
George was everything I hoped for when the call screen came up and said, wants to speak to a manager.
Yeah. And...
Hey, now, there are shows that all they do is calls because guess what? It's easy.
Well, it's like...
It's lazy.
It is lazy radio to take a bunch of calls. It is. And now, there are times... When we do it, like if there's a real topic that resonates with people and we ask people for their opinion on, that's different. But you have to, it's like anything else. You have to be flexible. And we took calls early when Matt and I were on Sunday because the only way nobody was listening. And, you know, at least we'd get some people calling in. And but by the time the show started to take off, it evolved a little bit. And it was starting to evolve before AJ got here. And once he got here, it just evolved some more. And so there are times when I don't even look at the screen, to be honest with you, because I don't know that any call is going to fit and add to what we're talking about. Okay, can I rant now?
Yes.
I was looking at the trending in Texas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the hashtags is Abbott failed Texas. And look, you can bitch about whether or not we came back too soon or whatever. I get it. But going through and reading the comments on this, which are just so left-wing dumbass. He's killing people. He's doing, all he cares about dollars over lives, which I hate. I absolutely hate those friggin' little phrases like that they all pass around to each other. And you know what? Greg Abbott didn't go and do a bunch of protests and spread the virus. Greg Abbott didn't go to the beach in Galveston and spread the virus. Greg Abbott wasn't walking around without a mask in public and spread the virus. That's you guys.
Greg Abbott was not walking around.
No. That was not intentional.
Yeah,
I want to go on record as saying it wasn't intentional. And listen, hey, I think overall he's done a pretty good job. He's doing the right thing by slowing down the rollout now. And you know what? Here's the other thing, too. It's people being irresponsible. Now, I think he was wrong when he said it was young people, because I've seen a lot of old people being irresponsible. And somebody texted this in yesterday that they saw this in Beaumont. And funny thing, I saw it today, the exact same thing. I go into my little store to get my Gatorade and my bang for the show. And girl walks in, no mask. They say, sorry, ma'am, we can't serve you. She goes, oh, I forgot it. And sorry. And she walks outside. It's hanging from her damn car. She just didn't want to wear it. And, you know, now,
shame.
Credit to everybody, though. Most people I'm seeing are wearing them now, which is good. And to you guys who get to civil liberties. Well, guess what civil liberties you're going to have if you're back in your damn house and can't leave?
Yeah.
None. So I think what he's doing is the right thing. Slow it down a little bit. Slow down the rollouts. But don't shut things down. Just don't open up movie theaters and things like that. And let's see if this thing slows down. And if it doesn't, then you have to take other moves. But all, I mean, just the vitriol, and it's all so one-sided. And it's just, it's not even considering that, you know, maybe there were some things done right here. And it gets back to what we always talk about. If you're one side, then you have to just destroy everything that the other side does. And, you know, yeah, could he have encouraged masks sooner? Yeah, I'll criticize him for that. He held back on that for too long. But otherwise, I mean, he's not the devil. He's not the one that caused all this. And, you know, I think he's trying his best. But if you're a snowflake, all you're going to do is go after the guy.
Right.
So, and then as I'm looking at this, this even is going to drive me a little more crazy. Here's a headline from the Washington Post right under Abbott failed Texas. How right-wing media misinformation may have intensified the pandemic. See, that's why people say mainstream media is liberal, because, frankly, that's just stupid. I'm sorry. It's just stupid. And we got to stop politicizing everything. And just because you may not like Greg Abbott because you don't agree with his politics, that's fine. But let's look at what he's done individually and stop with the damn, oh, he chose money over lives. There's a lot of lives ruined by this economy, too. He's trying to balance it. That's all anybody's trying to do. And, yes, he's doing the right thing by saying, all right, let's scale back the openings. Let's stop with the elective surgeries and give it a few days and see what comes next, because this thing changes every day.
Yeah.
Nobody has the answers. Nobody. That's my rant. Sorry. Okay, your turn to go left wing.
I don't know if I've got any more super left wing stuff. I did find a story today about COVID that I don't know if this will make you feel better or not better. But do you know your blood type?
I really don't.
Really?
No, I think it's
Aaron. You know yours?
I do not.
How do you guys not know your blood type?
The one time I asked, they said, and then walked out of the room.
Like, what would you guys do if you were in an accident or something? And, I mean,
if I'm in that bad of an accident, I'm hoping I'm unconscious because I don't want to be through all that pain.
Well, this story's less interesting now. I assume that every grown-up knew their blood type.
No, because who did I talk? I think I talked to Creighton about this a couple months ago because we were talking about it. Did you learn yours because of the Army?
I don't know when I learned mine.
Because isn't it on your dog tags? I know they used to do it that way, like back during like World War II eras, your blood type would be on your dog tags, or at least that's what I read. I don't know if it still is in today's day and age.
Yeah, it did have my dog tags had my blood type on them. That's true. It has your it has your name, your blood type, your social security number,
and your religion, right?
And your religion, yeah. Interesting. All right.
But that's how the people I know who I've talked to have always said, oh, yeah, I learned mine because of the military.
But you guys you never go give blood or anything like that?
I have, but I've said, what am I? And they go, oh, we'll test it when we get it in the bag. Okay.
Wow,
and then they'll put a label on it. Yeah.
I knew it. I just don't remember, but I haven't given blood in a long time because the last time I gave blood, they really screwed up my arm trying to dig around for a vein. And did a bunch of damage, and so I will not give blood again for that reason.
Okay.
Plus that whole thing where they ask you, have you ever been with a prostitute even once?
Have you ever paid for sex once? I guess, I don't know. I was thinking about going and giving blood, because apparently now if you go give blood, they'll also do an antibody test on you, like because they have to.
All right.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of two birds with one stone kind of thing there. And then I started digging into whether or not it was safe to give blood during corona times. And I came across a story that says blood type might influence whether someone develops severe disease. And scientists compared the genes of thousands of patients in Europe.
Why is it always Europe?
Because they're the ones who do these sorts of surveys, apparently.
Well, that's because we're better than you, sir.
And they found that people with type A blood are more likely to have severe disease, while those with type O are less likely to have severe disease when it comes to COVID anyway.
Oh, this is just a COVID thing?
This is a COVID thing. And the report came in the New England Journal of Medicine. It doesn't prove a blood type connection, but it does confirm a previous report from China of such a link. They say most of us discounted it at first because it was a very crude study. With the new work, now I believe it could be very important. And the study, which involves scientists from Italy, Spain, Denmark, Germany, and other countries, compared about 2,000 patients with severe COVID-19 to several thousand other people who were healthy or had only mild or no symptoms. And researchers tied variations in 6 genes to the likelihood of the severe disease, including some that could have a role in how vulnerable people are to the virus. They also tied blood groups to possible risk. So there's 4 main blood types, A, B, AB, and O. And people with type O are least likely. They're better able to recognize certain proteins as foreign, and that may extend to proteins on virus surfaces as well. So they are less likely to get it in a severe case.
Isn't there like a negative and a positive too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's with all types. A positive, A right. negative, B positive, B negative.
B15.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyson says California and several other states didn't open early and they're seeing a surge of cases as well. Explain that. It's not just Texas. Because California was sending 30,000 people to a beach. And so we said last Friday there were people calling Hidalgo a communist and saying she's a new age Hitler. See, again, that's That's stupid. That's stupid on that end, too. And do I agreed with her that we should be wearing masks. The $1,000 fine thing, that I thought that was ridiculous. So
I also have seen people create cards. Like, they've got certificates and cards. This is like, there's been people who don't want to wear a mask so badly that they're creating, like, I have a medical condition that you're not legally allowed to ask me about, but I'm not medically allowed to wear a mask. And if you ignore this card, it's all BS. And people are spending the time to make these, like, they've got craft time going on, and they're trying to present them at stores. I mean, guys, it's not that you're spending so much effort on this.
Yeah, I want to get one of those cards like the Joker had in the Joker movie, so I can just insult people and act like I have Tourette's and then hand them the card.
Maybe so.
That yeah. You do it, right?
Sorry, I can't. I've got an uncontrollable condition.
Yeah.
All right, I got to tell you about TGS. Our listeners have made TGS one of the fastest growing agencies in the state, and it's because TGS, they've got it figured out. They know you don't want to talk to an agent. You don't want to go into an office and talk to somebody. You just want to save money, and you want to do it easy. And you can do it now with just a text message. They've got an innovative system. They've already shopped the home insurance prices for every home in our area. They know what you can be saving, and it's time for you to get some of that dough. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Send that back. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and their savings are real. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews, and the average customer is saving nearly $900 a year. I actually saved even more than that. Guys, there's no need to wait for your renewal. They're gonna get you refunded on your old policy right away so you can start putting money back in your pocket. They're open now. Let's get it on. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today with TGS Insurance.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody says, think many are scared to say the protests were not the best for the Rona, although very well-intentioned.
No, there are people are – they don't want to say that.
No,
they don't want to admit it.
Guess what? It had to have something to do with
100%. But you know what also had something to do with it? People protesting nail salons not being allowed to be open. Because if you remember that, before George Floyd died, there were other people – you know who I'm talking about – outside protesting in big groups – that their nail salons and their barber shops weren't open, and there was a big rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where there were hundreds of people gathered.
I think there were dozens, actually.
Dozens of people gathered with no masks.
And it's the Kung Flu.
Yeah,
Kung Flu.
Everybody is responsible for the way this thing is spreading. It's not political. Like, it's not one side or the other is at fault here. Everybody is.
Yeah, and somebody, one of our shrewder texters, sent this in the other day. It's like, why can't it be both the fact that there were protests and the fact that people are not being responsible? Well, it is. It's all of those things. So, yeah, I get why people don't want to take it serious. And there's so many people that just, you know, well, my friend had it and it was just a cough. I get all that, but... Yeah, you know, now when you spread it to that many people and you wind up with that many people in the hospital, starts affecting other things. I mean, it looks like we'll be fine on the ICU beds, but what if somebody can't get treated in ICU because, you know, they got filled up because an old person got it? So it can be all of these things, and that's the problem. Is if you're on one side, it's like, oh, it was all those protesters, that's why. If you're on the other, it's oh, it's all these people not wearing masks. No, it's a little bit of all of it. And, you know, again, we can have it all, guys. What's that song that we always hear in the damn casino? Could have had it all. Yeah, we
rolling in the deep. That's Adele.
We can have everything if we just be smart about it. That's all. And you know what? One blitzer at a time, I'm going to start convincing people to quit being this or that. And if you're not 100% with them, then your opinion's stupid. And we're gonna drag you guys through this one by one. Speaking of which, you know, we talked about Liverpool earlier, first title in 30 years. So if you're going to get into a soccer, like I'm a Chelsea guy, but if you're going to get into a soccer team, you would like them because they're like the Warriors of soccer.
They're fun to watch.
They're fun to watch. They score a bunch of goals. Their best player is Egyptian,
okay,
Mohamed Salah. So Nick should be into that. And
that's racist.
Why?
I mean, Nick doesn't cheer for players based on their race.
Why not?
What if I said my favorite player is so and so because he's a white guy?
That's okay. Not judging you. If I were Egyptian, he would be my favorite player because he'd be one of my people. But I'm not Egyptian. He's probably as close as I'm going to get, you know, to my people. My people don't really play sports very well. Yeah.
Well, that's all right, Fred.
Oh, well.
That's not all that's important in the world.
Space Ghost asks, why do people always go to Hitler? Because
it's inflammatory.
It's inflammatory, and that's all you want to be right now. And, man, I've been staying away from Twitter a lot. I've been using it for, like, people will send me stories for the show, potential gems of the day, things like that. Been using it for that, but otherwise, you know, that and liking kitten pictures. That's about it. But I just can't read it anymore because it's so predictable that everybody uses their little buzz phrases. So, Zed says, Fred, there are stupid people on both sides. There are.
There's good and bad people on both sides.
See, honestly, that's what the president was right about.
That's right.
See, the president can be right about some things, too. I mean, granted, it's getting tougher and tougher in some instances, but he was right about that. There's good and bad people on both sides of this.
Lamont says, you guys don't get it. The mayor of Houston came out and said this spike has nothing to do with the rally. According to him and everyone else, COVID is boys with George Floyd. Well, trust me, I disagree. I think if you were out in the rally, and I'm, you know, you've got your right to do so, I guess, just like you had your right to go out there and protest your barbershops being closed. Or your nail salons being closed. Everybody's got the right to protest. I would just highly recommend against it during a global pandemic. That's all. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the best time. Mm-hmm. I think, like, there's ways to protest. I mean, I always say the best way to protest is with your dollar. Say, you know, build a community online. Say, we're not going to spend money with this to bring attention. And people will take note of that, certainly.
Couple things from the text line. 832 says, I thought Liverpool won last year. They won the Champions League, not the Premier League.
What's better?
There was actually a big debate about that last year. And then 346 says, hearing Fred talk about soccer when he's so late to the game is cringeworthy, ha-ha, but I know you mean well, sir. Well, 346, you're one of the guys who bitch that we never talk soccer. So guess what you just did?
Oh, no, it's cringeworthy to hear you take interest in a sport now.
Yeah, guess
hey,
what?
Man.
That. Guess what? Soccer talk gone from the show permanently. Congratulations, 346.
It was cringeworthy. I agree with the texter, though. Especially knowing now that you cheer players based on their race.
I cheer players based on the fact that they score a bunch of goals and they're fun to watch. So, and yeah, 936. I know what in context good and bad people on both sides was referring to. Okay, we're not dumb. You guys are just...
That's it's a long recurring joke on this station, or on our show anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe George actually bled into some of these listeners.
Maybe George is texting from five different numbers. That's a possibility.
My two favorite... I mean, it's probably... there's a lot to choose from, but my two favorite Trump quotes of the last year are... Well, I guess it's now more than a year on there's good and bad people on both sides, isn't there? So we've been using that for a while. And... look at my African American.
I have to tell you.
The look at my African American over there. That's my favorite one, I think. That's the all-time great. Especially because he says my African American, like somehow he's got ownership in him. Oh boy.
Oh God, everybody's bitching about talking politics, you're talking sports. What the hell, guys? Seriously. And we gave you George if you wanted something to laugh at. Intern Washington said, last weekend I went camping in the middle of nowhere. Being off Twitter felt so good. Yeah, I keep track of it during the show because you kind of have to. And I keep track of it. You know, if somebody sends me a message, I'll respond. But otherwise, I don't know my last actual tweet. I retweeted a couple things, but I have to go back and look. A32 says, today is the Tuesdiest Wednesday ever. It does turn out that
it's a Thursday.
Yeah. It does turn out that we have bad texts all the time. It's just sometimes they come in bunches. Yeah, it is Thursday. I'm supposed to go get steak tonight.
Womp, womp. Are you going to?
I'm planning to, but it's going to be one of those things that, like last week, there were very few people, so it was nice and comfortable. But if it's crowded, no. I'm not anxious about. I just don't want to be around more than a few people at a time. And like the place we go, they do a real good job. You have to have your mask on when you go in there. And then we go sit outside. And when we're eating and drinking, we don't have the mask on. But you always have it on when you go in. And I'm totally cool with that. It's cooler when it's just three or four of us. But if it gets to where every table around us is crowded, then we won't go. Because I just... and that's the thing at Patrick's thing the other night. That table got full, and I was like, I can't be around this. And, you know, it really did make me uneasy, which, you know. All right, quick break. Gym of the day coming up next. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club. Me and Dre came for the... When I got quiet, all of y'all disappeared. Before I dropped Sony, none of y'all really care. Now they always say congratulations to the kids. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report. Presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
A pretty big turnaround on Wall Street today. Stocks opened lower by 200 Dow points, but finished higher by 300 to 25,745. The S&P up 33 to 3,083, and the NASDAQ rebounding 108 to 10,017, while the small cap Russell 2000 gained 1.7%. The market getting a little help. Despite some weaker than expected economic data, we saw jobless claims rise by nearly 1.5 million. That was above expectations, but lower than last week. So market gave the labor situation the benefit of the doubt. Meanwhile, there were some regulatory rollbacks on banks that allowed the financials to lead the way higher today. Oil also rebounded, so energy stocks did well, and big cap technology stocks also led the way in helping the market to recover from some early morning losses on the ongoing spread of the coronavirus and delayed openings of states and certain businesses. Oil up $1.03 to $39.04. Gold gave back a couple of bucks. Interest rates a little lower. Yield on 10-year note about 0.68%. After the close, Nike missed on earnings. The stock traded lower immediately.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5. Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Why is Tex-Mex now trending on Twitter?
Because some... tight end that got drafted by the Cowboys is pooping on Tex-Mex.
No.
Says, where can I get some real Mexican food? None of that Tex-Mex garbage.
What a probably from California.
Not wise, guys.
Because they only have kind of traditional. Listen, I like them both.
I do too.
Growing up here, I prefer Tex-Mex. It's, you know.
My wife grew up on the West Coast, and she preferred authentic authentic Mexican for a while. And now she's lived here for 14 years, and now she has come over to the dark side.
Well, it's Yeah, I think it's better, but I'm not going to fault somebody who. But to say it's garbage, like I don't think traditional Mexican food's garbage. It's good. I don't like either. And there are times when I want to go get it. But if you tell me, okay, you only get one more meal for the rest of your life, it's going to be Tex-Mex. That's my preference. I don't know why this is a topic.
And like some people are talking about, like people who don't live here thinks Tex-Mex is like white people tacos, like with the crunchy corn shells you get from the store filled with ground beef.
Shame.
Yeah, they don't understand what Tex-Mex actually is. So I don't know. It's there's ignorance, Fred. Dalton Schultz is the name of the tight end. He played college football at Stanford University. Guess where he was born? Utah.
Oh, God.
Went to high school. Like, so I'm sorry. Grew up in Utah.
No one.
Don't tell me what you know about Mexican food.
No
bro.
One in Utah has a right to have an opinion on Mexican food of any kind. Sorry. 832. Honestly, what is the difference between Mexican and Tex-Mex? There's significant differences.
Tex-Mex. Like, and if you eat Mexican food in California or on the West Coast at all, they don't have queso.
No. Some places have worked it in like skillet queso now, but it's pretty rare.
It's like a flambiado. Or something like that. But there's a lot of pico, a lot of it's more like, and a lot of it's lighter, certainly. Yeah.
It's more healthy for you.
It's certainly better for you, but I don't think it's as delicious.
No.
But that's just my taste, and I'm not.
And fajitas are a Tex-Mex thing.
Yeah.
And. But that, again, there's good and bad food on both sides.
Yeah.
There is. But, you know, when you grow up with a certain thing, you know, if you're in Utah, you probably never even heard of Mexican food. What do they eat in Utah? Like goats? You know, what's the most famous food from Utah?
I don't know.
Their extra wife? I don't know either. I'm just curious. But I guarantee you, we have better food in Texas than you have in Utah.
Well, this guy had one reception for 6 yards last year, so you might want to be careful what you say in Texas, man. They're probably looking to run your ass out of here anyway.
Yeah, cut him and let him go play for the Utah pro team.
Yeah.
The Salt Lake
Why
City.
Why don't you just move to Utah? Like it so much.
Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Well, things have been on lockdown in England a lot longer than they have here. They still have not allowed pubs to open, which, as you know, in England, pubs are a big deal. They're expected to stay closed until Boris Johnson.
All right. Open up the pubs then.
Till Boris Johnson, who is my favorite leader. Gives the green light for them to reopen on July 4th with new health precautions in place.
They're trying to make their own 4th of July.
Yeah. And we're going to make this a better holiday than what the colonists did. But
how come you don't cut your hair like Boris Johnson?
What do you mean?
Why don't you get that style?
Because I can't do that. I can't bleach it.
Why?
Because it's bad for the neograft.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
I would like to. That's the hair I would love to have.
Because honestly, if you had that hair, you would look kind of like Boris Johnson.
And I would. I'm Team Boris. I know he's a weirdo, but so am I. And my friends in England hate him, so it's so funny when they hear me say that. And hey, we got one of ours too.
I don't have friends in England. That's how I avoid that.
Well, there were some people who decided they were sick of the pubs being closed. So 100 drinkers barricaded themselves inside a pub in Liverpool and had a big party.
And watched the footy game?
I don't know if they did, but
the footy match?
I'm sure they did, but it culminated in and we're not allowed to mention that now.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Dickweed Texter.
Whoops.
No mentions of soccer.
Cringe.
But they threw a rager, and it culminated in a heated confrontation with the police, where the drunks threw beers at the cops as they tried to shut the party down. 8 were arrested, 1 woman and 7 men, aged between 21 and 33, on charges of drugs and violent offenses. So First off, I mean, those pubs are small. I don't know how you get 100 people in there.
No, I don't either. But, yeah, I mean, we could barely fit a party of four in there the time we were in England.
But then they fought the law, and the law won. So at least they got in there one party.
Yeah,
I hope it was worth getting arrested for the one woman and the seven men. And that is yours, Zadok Jewelers, gem of the day.
Probably much more worth it for the men than the one
the
woman.
Gem of the
God
day.
Bless her heart.
It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
You know, Frodo says, have you ever seen Boris Johnson and Fred Fowler in the same room?
I have not seen
that either.
From the dailymeal.com, I found this story a couple months ago. The most iconic food from every state for Utah, fry sauce.
What is fry sauce?
If you order a side of fries in Utah, don't forget the fry sauce. Popularized by burger chain Arctic Circle, fry sauce is simple yet irresistible.
Basically, is it a mix
like
of mayonnaise and
mayo.
Ketchup?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Now, I don't know how credible this...
I don't like a Mexican food here in Texas because I like fry sauce on my enchiladas.
Yeah. I mean, now this list has some pros and cons, like Tennessee, Nashville hot chicken. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Texas, chili con carne. Okay. I'm going to argue against that and probably say brisket.
Tex-Mex or barbecue, it's one or the other.
Yeah.
I mean, I would
Vermont maple syrup, yeah, that makes sense to me.
I wonder if that's like what they're best known for?
I believe so.
Okay, because it's not the favorite food of the state. Yeah.
Because it especially depends on what part of the state you're in, too, because fajitas will be on that list. Hamburgers will be on that list here in certain parts of the state. Brisket, it just depends. Texas, unlike Utah, is like five little states. Utah's just one state with a bunch of white people. And they all marry each other and have like 12 wives. They have nice mountains.
So this is from BuzzFeed of the most popular food from each state. Utah has funeral potatoes.
All right. Well, we're just going to not listen to this guy from Utah. He doesn't
get an opinion on Mexican food or Tex-Mex or any of that.
Says, I agree with you on how I go to restaurants, Fred. Too many people. I'm out. Too bad you're a closet right-wing nut job. Yeah.
Agreed.
That's true.
Too bad. So, too bad indeed.
But, so he says Baja Mexican food is better. That's even different, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like it. I like all of them. Don't get me wrong. If I could only pick one food to eat the rest of my life, it'd be Mexican. But I'd prefer Tex-Mex. That's okay, though. Am I supposed to have a hot take on that?
Yeah.
All other Mexican food is crap. If it ain't Tex-Mex, it sucks. Don't even buy. See, that's how
there's some people who say that about like Chicago-style pizza. I don't know why they even call that pizza. It's just a mess. It's like, I'm over here. I like all kinds of pizza pretty much.
Yeah.
Like it can be square, circle, deep dish, thin crust. I'll probably eat it. I'll probably eat it.
Yeah.
Unless it comes from a crappy chain, then I might not. But well, I'll probably eat it.
And there's this whole debate, New York pizzas or Chicago-style pizza. Guess what? I like them both.
Yeah.
The other day.
When I'm in New York, I eat New York pizza. Yeah. When I'm in Chicago, I eat Chicago pizza.
And they're both wonderful.
When I'm in Texas, I eat Texas pizza. You know what that is? It's pizza in Texas. I just eat it.
It's not as good as Chicago or New York, though.
Probably not.
But we found a place the other day we ordered from, and we got one deep dish and one thin crust. And guess what? It was glorious.
It's cats and dogs.
Oh, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't it strange? We both knew this day was coming.
As we slow danced, I became your step. ESPN 97.5.